you and all the school parent groups about the country, and you must stand united on this and stamp out this frightful assassin of our youth. You can do it by bringing about compulsory education on the subject of narcotics in general, but red marijuana in particular. That is the purpose of this meeting, ladies and gentlemen, to lay the foundation for a nationwide campaign by you to demand by law such compulsory education. Because it is only through enlightenment that this scourge can be wiped out. Out of the traffic in these drugs, a lawlessness that we can scarcely estimate has grown and is now flourishing. It exists in almost every city and hamlet in the country. The suppression of the use of marijuana and of the forces lurking behind it are the most important jobs this department is now engaged in. The Department of Narcotics, Washington. The suppression of the use of marijuana and of the forces lurking behind it are the most important jobs this department is now engaged in. The suppression of the use of marijuana. The suppression of the use of marijuana. The suppression of the use of marijuana and of the forces lurking behind it are the most important jobs this department is now engaged in. The value of drugs thus seized is enormous. Recently, a huge supply of heroin was taken. It was concealed in an apparently harmless shipment of 35 barrels of olive oil. The deadly drug was burned in the incinerator of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. And more vicious, more deadly even than these soul-destroying drugs is the menace of marijuana. We must work untiringly so that our children are obliged to learn the truth. Because it is only through knowledge that we can safely protect them. Failing this, the next tragedy may be that of your daughter, or your son, or yours.